Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.
Welcome to Chicago Bears Network Studios at Palace Hall. I'm Larry Mayer, joined by Tom Thayer. And Tom, another primetime game against the New Orleans Saints. What are you hoping to see from the Bears Monday night?
You know, just organize. Great effort. Be physical. But with that, you know, subject matter, you got to be concerned because there's a great relationship between Sean Payton and Drew Brees. And then there's the uncertainty of the Ryan defense because you don't know what type of fronts they're going to play, how they're going to morph into their blitzes, what their challenges are going to be, and what they perceive your weakness to be. So all those kind of subjects need to be covered because, again, on one side of the ball with Drew Brees and Sean Payton, it's a great combination of coach, quarterback.
Brandon Marshall hasn't been having a Brandon Marshall-type season, but how much will losing him hurt the offense?
It's always going to hurt the offense because he's an enthusiastic guy and he gives great effort. We saw the one-handed catch he made the other night. But now someone else has to step up to the plate. You got to get Morgan. You got to get Marquise Wilson. You got to get the continued improvement of Alshon Jeffrey. You always have Martellus and Matt. But somebody has to be waiting in the wings, licking their chops. When that guy goes down, it's the next man up opportunity. And again, you have to be thriving for the opportunity, whether it's early in the season or at this point in the season.
Let's flip it over to the other side of the ball. Every time the Bears have played a so-called elite quarterback this year, it's really meant trouble for the defense. You talk about Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, even Tony Romo to a lesser extent. What can they expect against Drew Brees? Will we see anything different?
You think you're going to see him throw it 55 times, but you got to earn the right to rush the passer. And if the Bears can do that, if they can limit the success of their running game, make them one-dimensional, find somewhere on the offensive line that they can take advantage of with a good rusher, a blitzer, then you have to really take advantage of it. Because Drew Brees, he's got great confidence, he's got great weapons, and you talk about Jimmy Graham, the tight end. They didn't even target him last game, and now they're going to go up here in Chicago, and he's the tight end position has been well-received here in Chicago.
Cowboys scored on 7 straight possessions in their win over the Bears, 5 straight touchdowns, followed by 2 field goals. What do you see on defense as being the problem, and what needs to improve moving forward?
You know, everything. Just the fundamental approach to how you play, the physical approach. I think when you get them into the mind of a guy like John Bostic, because he has so much thrusted upon him with the injury to Lance Briggs, being a signal caller, and now he has to learn a lot about the details of the opponent's offenses, how to get in the perfect position, not just running to the right position. And again, when you have Christian Jones and you have Will Sutton and Ego Ferguson, you want these guys to stay on the continued learning path because it becomes a struggle for rookies early in their career. Jonathan Bostic, I know, is not a rookie, but the rest of these guys early in their career, the first season seems like it's never ending.
Tom, now comes my favorite part of our little program here where I ask you to reflect on a memory either as a player or a broadcaster or even a fan. When I think New Orleans Saints, I remember there was a playoff win at Soldier Field against them. I remember some games down there. What comes to mind when I think New Orleans Saints?
I got to tell you, when I was drafted by the Chicago Bears, I signed in the USFL. And I was sitting in Arizona waiting for the USFL season to begin, and I was watching Walter Payton against the New Orleans Saints break the rushing record in the NFL. And there was such envy that came over me because I wanted to be a part of that, and I was hoping to be a part of it in months to come. But when I saw Walter Payton break the rushing record on, I think, a toss 36 or whatever the play was against the New Orleans Saints, that's the first memory I think of when I think of the Saints because, to me, it goes back to Walter.
Great stuff as always, Tom. He's Thayer. I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on Game Preview on ChicagoBears.com.
Game Preview is brought to you by COTG, a Xerox company.